Broadcasting from the heart of Kampala, the news on Radio 1.
Brought to you by KCB Bank, Uganda.
The news on Radio 1. I'm Josephine Ndagano. Stakeholders emphasize the need to invest more into early childhood development if Uganda is going to have quality and reliable human resources to steer its development in future. It has been noted that less attention is being paid to child upbringing and care, especially in their first 3 years of life, yet it's an essential period when the capacities of a child must be shaped. Of particular concern is lack of early childhood development or learning centers across the country, meaning that most children between 3 and 6 years lose out. The founder of S Policy Research Institute, Jacqueline Makaro Arinaitwe, says that for Uganda to have useful human capital, there is need to pay attention to early life of children. This as she made a presentation titled Facing Forward and Building Foundations for Quality Childcare in Uganda during a high-level childcare dialogue held at Protea Hotel under the theme Childcare as a Fundamental for Human Capital Development.
So it is important that in those first 3 years, children are nurtured, children are cared for, supported to develop and nurture their potential. It is in these first 3 years where a child's brain develops significantly at a higher pace than later years in life. So we want to nurture these years so that by the time children are getting into the pre-primary phase, 3 to 5 years to 6 years where they start primary, we want them to have had a good nurturing. So that's why it is important that childcare forms the basis for human capital development, because the returns to investments in early childhood care are immense.
During the meeting, the Minister of Gender, Labour and Social Development, Betty Amongi, revealed that Cabinet has approved the National Early Childhood Development and Education Policy, which, among other things, will ensure setting up of early childhood development centres across the country and also regulate those owned by private players.
Government should encourage that the first care is with the parents. So we must undertake sensitization through the cultural institutions, the religious institutions, and communities to ensure that parents take their role, understand their role, and are also told what to do in the early formative age of a child from birth to 3 years. Because we agreed from birth to 3 years, we will leave that responsibility with the parents, but we must guide them on what they need to do to stimulate the growth.
The Executive Director, Early Years Foundation, Emmanuela Molondo, welcomed this policy as critical in shaping human capital in Uganda.
This policy has been a long time coming. I don't know how many times it has gone for signing and it comes back to us. We cannot say that early years is the most important period of a child's life and you don't put money where your mouth is. Two, the sector was in the hands of the private sector. But you see, if we are to move as a country, we need to move with as many children as we can, leaving no child behind. At least, for the very least now, we shall have a certain level of standard quality so that we can provide for all the children of Uganda.